Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork One and Other. The date today is the 9th of August 2009 and the time is 10:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name is Debbie Good. My date of birth is the 20th of the 11th 1964 and I was born in Walsall in the West Midlands.
Lovely. And how are you today, Debbie?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What was it that inspired you to come along today and take part in One Another?
I have to say, I never actually thought I would get chosen. So the original inspiration was just about interested in the way people interact with public artwork. Suppose I put my name forward, having gone to Morecambe, and just saw the way everybody stands next to the statue of Eric Morecambe, strikes the pose and has their photograph taken. And then I visited loads of other artworks, from sort of statues of celebrities to Anthony's other work around the country. And I live in Birmingham at the moment, so the Iron Man is there as well, and I just would sit and watch the way people behaved around that. So when I put my name forward, I suppose the motivation was the ultimate way people interact with an artwork and being part of the artwork and seeing how people interact with me.
Okay, and how did you decide in that case how to use your hour on the plinth?
Well, I didn't really have a focus at first, so I just spoke to loads of people who all gave me fantastic suggestions. But I've settled on the thing I want to do because in my working life and in my own time, I spend a lot of time using words. And manipulating words. So I thought I would do something that was mainly about words today, and that's where I came up with my collaborative writing idea.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, if it works, the idea is that I use a fishing line to send down envelopes to the public around the plinth. And those envelopes say things like the first line of a paragraph or a sentence that the public are then invited to complete, or just ask questions such as, what would you do if your best friend said they loved you? And I'm looking for the person that gets that envelope to write down their response and send it back up to me. I'll then use all of these bits of found writing to produce a final written story.
Mm. And is writing a big part of your life?
It is, and that's why I thought I'd settle on this idea. My plan B, and depending on how the time goes and how successful the fishing is to just tell some people that I've lost contact with that I'd like them to get back in touch. Some of them I've got no idea where they are in the world anymore. So I suppose standing on the plinth in Trafalgar Square is a bit like, you know, a massive, I hate this phrase, like a young person shout going out to all those people. And by some, you know, miracle of the modern age, they might see it, or somebody might see it who knows them, and somehow they might be able to track me down again. So there's two ideas there, all about communicating with people, really.
Mm. And would you like to say a little bit more about your writing in your professional work?
Okay, I spend a lot of my time working with the press and manipulating what I say for various political ends. And in my personal life, with a number of friends, we do various bits of writing projects. We write screenplays and various bits and pieces. So I spend a lot of my time using words, and I wanted to bring that into whatever I did today.
Mm. Can I ask you to say a little bit more about your work?
I say to people that when they ask me what my job is, I say I write and respond to emails. But my job is a communications job.
Yeah, okay, very good. And is it with a particular organisation that you would like to talk about?
My job is around education and skills in a way, and so bringing a focus onto literacy is quite important for me. The other bit of, I should say, about what's happening on the plinth for me is my sister, who is a librarian, has asked me to wear a t-shirt that promotes her library. So if you are hearing these words and seeing the picture and you're thinking, what's that alien on that t-shirt? It's all about a library and trying to get people to make more use of the library and read and enjoy words.
And we've talked a lot about your work now and your writing and your time on the plinth today. Would we now be able to talk a little bit about you, about who is that person on the plinth?
Okay. Well, I don't really know who I am. I'm only 44, so I'm hoping I might have another 44 years to really come to an answer on that one. When I chose my three words to describe what I'm like, I chose the words engaging, foraminiferous and resilient. So I chose those words because I think they sum me up, and I suppose the middle word's the one that needs most explanation. Forams in geology are those microscopic remnants of a past age, and I suppose most people in their lives are just forams in the great scheme of the world. You know, we come, we go, we disappear, we're here, we maybe don't have a massive impact on the world, except for with the people we love and are close to us. And so therefore almost this project is about taking ordinary people and making them significant in some way. You know, I'm not particularly talented or don't have any great sort of abilities in the world, you know, and so in a sense being on a plinth in Trafalgar Square is not something that's ever going to really happen to me. I'm not going to be made in bronze for the world to see, I don't think, at this point in my life, unless I did something very radical in the last part of my life. And, you know, who knows, I might only have another few hours or I might have many years. So part of what I'm about is that thing about making ordinariness important and celebrating the role everybody plays, big or small, in the grand scheme of the cosmos.
Yeah, very good. Could you say a little bit about your background, about where you come from?
Okay. I would describe myself, and you know, in England we're very much bound up by class, as a working class girl made good, in the sense of through education I aspired to have a job and an income that really wasn't ever going to be my general stock in life. I was, you know, destined maybe to, as I say, work on the cheese counter in Asda. Not that I think there's anything wrong with that. I'm very grateful for the people that serve me when I do go and buy my cheeses. But through education, I was able to go and do something more creative and do a job that possibly I wouldn't have, you know, had access to in the past if I hadn't had the life opportunities that I did have. So I'm a very ordinary person, come from a very working class background, and I'm sort of here today to kind of represent my history. And a bit of what I'm doing today is I'm fishing, and that's because my dad is a great fisherman. He loves to be outside with his rod and line, and all the way in my childhood, that's one thing I can think of my dad doing and enjoying. So the fishing metaphor is partly a kind of thank you to my dad for just being really solid in my life.
And how about you said education has shaped you a lot. How about other elements that might have shaped you, your experiences?
I'm an identical twin. So I suppose, even though the project's meant to be about one person standing alone, I'm actually always one of two, because I was one egg that separated into two. So wearing the t-shirt for my sister is like taking my sister up there with me as well. So that's a huge influence on shaping me. Anyone else who's a twin will understand that that's not always a good thing, but it indefinably makes you the kind of person you are.
And going forwards now with your life, what's important to you for your future?
The things that are important to everybody, to love and be loved, to not do anything damaging in the world. I think it's a bit cunny, but I like a line of poetry which says something along the lines of this. The man says to the universe, I exist, and the universe says, so what? And I think what's important for me in the rest of my life is the so what.
Mm. Okay. And would you like to say anything about your family?
Yeah, I've got a dad and a stepmom now. A twin sister, and she's got a family. And I suppose really in my life, my friends are my family, and some of my friends have been with me just a short time, some of them many, many years. But I actually think there's probably only anybody only has about five people in their life that are really important to them besides their family. And then sometimes people aren't lucky enough for those people even to be important to them. So my friends and my family are a huge influence on me, and I just hope they enjoy what happens on the plinth today. And if it's a complete disaster, I know that my friends won't mind, they'll laugh about it, and it's not really important what anybody else thinks.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else that you would like to say about yourself today?
Just that I really like Anthony's work. Possibly if the idea hadn't been been produced by someone else, I'm not sure whether I'd want to participate. And so I'm just really pleased of being part of the whole day.
Fantastic. Okay. I am just about to wrap up, but I'm also thinking I would quite like to ask you about Birmingham, about living in Birmingham, and how is it to live in Birmingham
okay.
in 2009?
Living in Birmingham's fantastic. It's a really vibrant multicultural city, very creative, lots of different sorts of art going on around the place, very musical, and I do think it is the country's second city, what else anyone else might say, from Manchester or elsewhere. And so as a kind of adopted Brummie, because really I'm a black country woman from birth, I really love being in that place at this point in time.
Where's the black country?
The black country would be areas such as Warsaw, Smethwick, Albury, and black country people wouldn't ever consider themselves being part of Birmingham. So it's a bit territorial, but I like to think I've got a foot in both camps nowadays.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.